to ASM Sakai. Today, Goku. All three of us are going to be talking about One Piece and the One Piece anime, not the manga. That'll be a later discussion. I think we left off at 1094, 95 came out.
Yeah, 95 came out.
Okay, we're in Egghead. Amy, take it away. The manga lovers, we already know everything that's happening. It's great. Well, so take it away.
It was pretty straightforward. They were fighting the pacifist Jinbei. I was surprised that they weren't able to take him down. I get that.
About, let's go back. What do you think about their attires?
I love Robin's attire. I thought I would like to be a part of that attire, or be that attire for her. But yeah, they one piece
though. Let's go, anime in the NYC, bro. That's gonna be fun time.
Yo, that's gonna be a huge outfit this year.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Oda knows what he's doing, bro. Like, the man knew this.
He knows.
He made a comment before the whole Egghead arc. Like, he's like, you know, I gotta get better at drawing butts.
He did.
And so he has a lot of emphasis on drawing the butt.
It could have been voluptuous a bit. It was very, I would say that Robin hadn't put in the squat work. She's definitely busty up here. But now she needs to add some squats to her.
Yo, bro, when I saw this panel, the manga panel way back then, I was like, yo, when this is animated, woo!
She definitely needs to add some squats to her workout. I would like it in the live action.
How old will we be when this hits?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
I'm not, that's going to be.
You can digress a bit.
20 years later.
We're still talking about everything. We're still talking about Egghead. So we're good. We're still on topic.
I mean, we're discussing the costume and the fashion of One Piece.
We're only discussing Robin's costume. That's it. That's a funny thing.
What are the costumes that are discussed, to be honest?
Nami's not even in the picture of this.
Well, no, she is. She has the white outfit. Remember when she's choking?
Whatever coming out.
What?
Well planned. I hate the fact that they weren't able to attack Jinbei. I mean, you cannot be this fucking stupid. You know that wasn't Jinbei.
I mean, they knew he wasn't Jinbei.
But they also have that reservation. Like, this is our crew member. Like, you have to understand, Straw Hats. See, even Luffy would have done that. But Luffy would be like, Jinbei, stop.
Nah, Luffy.
Straw Hats have been enough. They've been enough.
I would kind of defend, like, I think it's such an unknown, and it's more about the pacifista, because remember, Blackbeard also struggled with S. Hawk, right?
Well, they're not pacifistas.
I mean, they're the Seraphims, right? So,
Seraphims.
I mean, there's a lot of traits that, remember, we know about it because Zoro fought King, which is the fire thing, which you see with the S. Bear. But Shark? Yeah, Shark.
He fought King. He fought Mihawk.
No, King had the flame.
That's Mihawk.
Of course you did.
That is Mihawk.
No, I'm talking about Zoro in Wano.
Listen. No, the King. When he fought King, okay.
We know that when Zoro fought King and he's fire, that's how the system works. That system is in the Seraphim, but none of the Straw Hat knows that. It's not like, Zoro was high. So they're struggling because he has so many different powers, right? And some of the powers they've seen before, and they're confused as fuck.
I'm complaining about them being reluctant on attacking him. They know he's not Jinbei.
What? One is, Nami doesn't attack children, right?
That was not a child. That was a big fucking child, bro.
I mean, like, they know what adult Jinbei looks like, so they, by default, they assume it's a child, right?
No, but see, the only two people in this scenario I think could be and should be able to handle it would be Sanji and Robin.
And what's his name?
Ooh, Robin?
Robo-Man. Frankie?
No.
Nah.
Frankie was about to kill him. With the laser.
I don't know. Kill is a strong word. Maybe hurt.
Bro, that's what they said. If he didn't, he would have died.
Because Lilith said he was about to harm a very costly project.
They did not have light implementation on this project yet.
By the way, Sanji was epic failure here because he didn't protect Nami getting attacked and choked. Epic fail, Sanji.
He did kick her. He did kick her.
Afterwards, like
I thought he was gonna like go in and like I was expecting that.
And to be honest, like you hear Usopp kind of being more protective of Nami.
Yeah. That was I thought that was a little weird. I liked when after that Nami got choked, they all are like, "Nah, you shouldn't have done that."
Yeah, and I think for Robin it makes sense, but Sanji has the superpower of, you know, remember we talked about this a little bit, like you know that's his superpower, right? So I was surprised because I don't remember in manga if that happened or not, but it was very surprising when I saw it this time. I was like, wait a minute.
It did happen.
Sanji straight to his face. I was expecting the same thing.
I think he should have kicked him before.
Paying attention to too much. Like, this is like soon down the line, you're like, this fucking panel doesn't even fucking matter.
I feel like it made me feel like Vegapunks could have easily defeated.
But just like, you have these questions. You have these questions. Why couldn't they do it? I think that's the purpose of
the shoes. They were being controlled by the shoes. What the fuck were they going to do?
It's the curiosity, man. It's just like, they could have easily killed Sanji,
Robin, Frankie, Usopp. They could have easily killed them. They were controlled by the shoes.
I don't know about Frankie and Usopp.
Frankie and Usopp, their shoes were being controlled. They couldn't do shit.
Oh yeah, well, that's because of the Vegapunk. Vegapunk controls everything.
Yeah, but I feel like it kind of like undermines everything that they've gone through. It kind of undervalues it.
No, because like Straw Hats don't get serious until they need to be serious.
Yeah, but you know this. Like, Straw Hats never get serious until like the end.
Nami was getting attacked. Yeah. You don't think Sanji was going to get serious? I'm a bit confused.
Again, he was late. He was late on Miss Q. He still ended up kicking Seraphim Jinbei.
We expected more.
I think,
fuck you, Sanji. Maybe he was looking at Robin the whole time. Be like,
that's the problem. Come on, Sanji's number four, man. You can't be so harsh in number four.
It's Robin's fault, man.
It is fucking
Robin's
fault.
Number five.
But other than that, I didn't think anything of the episode. I think it's just.
Oh, you know what? What? Insane. You don't have any like thoughts on the giant?
Bro, forget the giant.
No, like 900 years ago, they had these giants and the technology. You got again.
No, you missed the fucking
very
part.
Biased. What
no,
part?
No, 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 no. Yo, they fucking said this island. Is this the future island? Is this future?
You guys know what that means. So you guys.
No, we don't.
Any random person here is the future island. You think island of the future? Well, 900 years ago, what if I told? Normal person would be like, all right, what the fuck does that even mean?
That's the point. You have no reaction?
It had no other holding. That was it.
The void fucking century. Where the fuck have you
been? Because you fucking know what's coming,
bitch. You fucking know. No, what do you mean? It's been fucking built since the beginning. Bro, they've been hinting void century since the fucking beginning.
What century?
Void century.
The fuck is that? Avatar, Aang, where'd you go, Aang? Where's Aang?
I mean,
you know about Joy Boy, right? Where the legend of Joy Boy comes in.
Yeah.
No, just to say, Robin, you should know, right, Robin?
The whole timeline and everything, the history of One Piece, the history of the whole entire fucking show, how the legend comes, the legend of Sanganika, everything, what happened to fucking Zunisha, the whole entire world, who betrayed the fucking emu. There's so many fucking shit that's happening.
Yeah, but
and
that's,
the story's
that,
being
that,
told.
That line, do you think this is the future? This is the island of the future? It holds no meaning to me.
But it
unless
should
I know the background
it
to
should,
it.
No. But, you do know the background. I'm telling you, you know.
No, because
this.
You are able to connect the background. That's why you're being God. No.
The
no,
only
no,
reason
no.
I'm connecting the background is because I paid attention to the fucking story.
No, the only reason you're connecting the fucking background because you know what's gonna happen, you little bitch.
No, we don't. They told you in this. Okay, I'm not telling you anything that's happening in the future. I'm not telling you anything about this. I'm telling you about this present moment with this anime when they fucking go, what do you think this island is off? The future, the present, or the past?
And they said past. 900 years ago.
No. That's the voyage century. Fuck that. This is like 200 years, I think. 200 okay. years old. The whole
900.
The whole island's 900?
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, it's like 900 because since 800 years ago, the century is missing.
He said 900.
Okay, whatever it is. Now, you understand the 900 aspect is the void century. Now we're getting connected. You're getting this big-ass fucking question mark if you were paying attention throughout the whole story about the void century. When are they going to talk about it? We got introduced to Vegapunk, and now Vegapunk is going to introduce us, the viewers, and Luffy to the fucking story.
Okay, and?
He's not a One Piece fan.
A normal fan would be like, oh my god, tell me more.
Yeah.
He had no, all the voice centuries.
When I find out, I would find out. Other than that, it wasn't anything to me.
When I read it, when that robot was there and then the connection to the 900th century, I was like, what the fuck? I'm not expecting you to get a reaction in terms of like, oh my god, this is what it means. Or nothing like, oh shit. Here we go. Like, kind of like, there was no reaction.
All I thought was, okay, how can they have such futuristic things 900 years ago? Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there you go. That's the question. Thank you.
But that was it.
That's the biggest question.
It didn't do anything for me where I'm like, who fuck? Like, 900
I think, like, when you look at One Piece World, exception of Vegapunk, like,
everyone very is very backwards. I get it.
Yeah, very low tech, right?
And it's not very futuristic. It's not like
remember the old Wano that was there 800 years ago has submerged. So you see all the history that's being connected. You're answering, like, you have so many questions in One Piece, and now Oda is giving you the answers.
Yeah, I get it. But it wasn't to me, it wasn't like, oh fuck. No, it was just like, all right, we're gonna find out. Why
you won't find out, but I'm just saying, like, you know,
it's such a big reveal.
Yeah, but we're just gonna find out why the past was so futuristic 900 years ago versus now, and why follow through. But okay, and
man, when I read in the manga, man, I started like orgasming, man. I was thinking about like the great battle with those armor giants. Did that happen? Like, there's so many things. What the fuck is going on? What happened? Like,
no. And then we're like, when he wakes up, Luffy's gonna see him. Like, robot. It's like so many freaking things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess I'm not seeing the value in it. Maybe you guys are because you go in detail. I think we
were acting the way Luffy acted, to be honest with you, right? Like, every time, like, we see giant, we get hyped. We see robot, we get hyped. We see giant robot.
Zoro doesn't get hyped. Zoro's just like me. Okay, what the fuck? Let's drink.
See, the reason is like, okay, we think that Vegapunk is this pinnacle scientist in this era that is creating all these things, but you have 900 years ago, you have this giant mechanical robot.
Which should not be there. I get it.
It's just like, what's...
Surpassing Vegapunk's technology, right? So, like, you get really curious.
Maybe it'll answer him more thing next episode. He'll get more curious because they do talk about it more.
Yeah, because I think you guys... Well, like Moto said, the first time you read it, he was already excited about it. So I didn't feel it that way.
I still remember the panel at the very bottom, right? Like, it's the whole giant just laying there. Like, yeah, I was like, what the
fuck? It must be curious. Don't get me wrong. I was like, all right, how in a world, in a society where only Egghead is futuristic, they had something that was that ahead of its time, supposedly. Maybe something reset or something rebooted, right? But that was pretty much it.
And also the connection to the voice century, which then like it's like, because we know it's like the final part one of final arc, I'm guessing. Like, I don't know how many parts there is, but like, you start to you see the end line, right? Also, because like, this is big story connection to Robin, you know, she seems to be the big theme in this episode
with her nice outfit.
Yeah, but you know, like, her Ohala got destroyed because of the voice century research, right?
Yeah.
Like, we were just about to find out the name of the kingdom, right? And it cuts off and we never find out. And now we're finally starting to get the connection back. Oh, are they going to reveal something about it? And that's kind of like, When I saw that show, like, oh, here we go.
Purposely removed from the history book and whoever historians are.
And in the One Piece manga. And in One Piece manga. It's so, like, God damn it!
That only a certain few, Emu, Gorosei, whatever, these elite freaking people only know what really happened. Some people actually don't. And the mentioning of Void Century, every little breadcrumb, it just connects the whole story.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll find out more, and maybe it'll get me more excited.
I think if you pay attention, and like, just keep in focus and keep in mind, just going forward about the Void Century, I think it'll help you connect the story better.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. But other than that, I give the episode 7, 6.
What do you think about the animation?
It was okay, not bad at all. Not bad at all. There was no major moment for me where I'd be like, oh, fuck. It was just side characters fighting, I guess, except for Sanji.
Oh, Sanji, well, no, side character. Ooh, harsh.
We also saw the scene where I think number 6 wakes up and she eats the food and powers up the other Vegapunks.
I noticed that they're all connected. She eats and everybody gets fueled up and somebody else poops and they're all okay. So I guess I did realize that Vegapunk accounted for, like, Naruto's clones, right? Like, if he's reading something, everyone else gains the knowledge.
Pain.
Yeah, I thought about that. That this one is eating, but they all get fueled up. This one's pooping, so they all take a shit together. It was a concept that I thought, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, it reminded me of, like, the cloning jutsu from Naruto. Like, if one of them reads it, the main one gets the knowledge behind it. One of them starts a fighting technique, the other one gets it. That was pretty smart of him. So not all of them are occupied at the same time. So I like that. But other than that, yeah, it didn't get my dick wet.
honestly speaking, you're in for a ride soon.
We'll find out. I need to see that battle. I need to see that Joy Boy Zoro. For me, that's the moment of excitement.
What about Zoro?
The battle that they have, like Zoro versus King, Sanji versus Queen.
Oh, well, yeah, I think
that's gonna take some time. I know. Or the hype moment, or when
yeah, so, I was like, that's like gonna happen for
him. Or the hype moment, right? When they're like, holy shit, this guy's strong.
Well, hype boy's coming, like, what? Three?
It's coming. Episode? It's coming. Okay. Okay. Truthfully saying, I think it's been kept on to with the content sources. They're like, I don't think they're bullshitting this time.
Okay.
They're not bad. Like, the whole backup, the backup part, like the very beginning of the scene, is much longer than the.
I like it. I like that. I like the little stretch.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, they're still probably keeping one chapter, one episode kind of connection.
But the pacing is good. The pacing, I think, is better than it was Wano.
Wano was horrible.
Wano was horrible.
Pacing. Yeah.
Would you rate this episode, both of you?
Oh, 7.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not that far off. I give it a 6 or 7, so I'm not that far off.
No, I never said you were. I was just surprised that you didn't have a reaction for the.
No. Didn't think much of it.
I mean, yeah.
All right, there you have it. What? Anything else, Moto?
No, nothing.
One Piece, $10.95. More episodes coming. Amy's in for a ride. It gets better. Trust us, it gets so much better. I hope they keep the pacing how it's going and do not fuck up like David Vano. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you like and subscribe. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts. We'll see you later. Peace out.
Peace.